mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From the Epistle for All Saints' Day, the 7th chapter of the Revelation to St. John, the 13th and 14th verses. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and whence have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are they who have come out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Last Sunday, we remembered the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Reformation. And our thoughts were focused on the life of Christ's church in this world. We call it the church militant, meaning the struggling church here on earth. But today we keep the Feast of All Saints. And on this day, our thoughts turn not so much to the church militant here in earth, but to the church triumphant in heaven. That great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, races, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, clothed in white robes and with the palm branches of victory in their hand. Since last All Saints' Day, four of our dear sisters and brothers in Christ have been called out of this world to Christ's nearer presence. And as we keep this feast of all the saints, we especially remember Myrna Curtis, James Gray, David West, and Darling Grant, whom our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has called to his nearer presence before the throne of God and the Lamb. As we keep this feast, we are, of course, conscious of the end of life which awaits us all. And if you remember your catechism, the explanation to the 7th petition of the Lord's Prayer, Dr. Luther makes of that petition a daily remembrance of the end of life. "But deliver us from evil, what does this mean? We pray in this petition as the sum of all, that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil of body and soul, property and honor, and finally, when our last hour is come, graciously take us from this vale of tears to himself in heaven." And so when we pray, as we do every day, "But deliver us from evil," we are praying that in the end, our Heavenly Father would, and note the word, graciously take us from this vale of tears to himself in heaven. And what we must never, ever lose sight of is that it is only by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, by the undeserved love of God, that any poor sinner comes to the heavenly home. Graciously take us from this veil of tears to himself in heaven. For when we think honestly of ourselves, we must tremble. When we think of the weakness of our faith and the coldness of our love. But when we think of Jesus, we can only rejoice. Jesus means Savior. Jesus, who loved me and gave himself for me and for every poor lost sinner. We think of those great examples of Christ's mercy. There was the chief of the apostles, Peter. And what did he do? With cursing and swearing, he denied that he even knew the Lord Jesus. But then when the Lord Jesus came and looked at him, he came to repentance and received abundant mercy. And then there was that penitent thief on the cross. Our translations of the Bible say thief, but really what he was a first century terrorist bent on overthrowing the Roman authority come what might. So this terrorist turns to Jesus in his last hour, "Remember me, O Lord, in your kingdom." And Jesus promises this penitent thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And then there is St. Paul, who was once the great persecutor of Christ's church, who was present and rejoiced in the murder of St. Stephen, the first martyr. But Jesus in his mercy appeared to him, and Paul repented, and Paul became the great witness to Christ's never-failing love and mercy. So Peter, the penitent thief, St. Paul, all of them were like you and like me, poor sinners, but they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd and lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. What a tender verse that is. God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. And so as we remember today our own loved ones departed, those most dear to us, we can rejoice that God truly has wiped away every tear from their eyes and blessed them with the joy of his presence. This vision of the church in heaven in today's epistle is from that mysterious last book of the Bible, the Revelation to St. John. It is important to know that this Revelation to St. John was given on a Sunday. St. John at the very beginning says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day." And so as St. John sees the vision of heaven. At the same time, the seven churches of Asia Minor, present-day Turkey, which he writes to, would have been gathered on the Lord's Day for the Lord's Supper. Here in the Lord's Supper, the holy sacrament of the altar, the church on earth and the church in heaven are one. Both in heaven and in the Holy Sacrament, the Lamb who was slain for our sins is truly present to bless us with his love. And as the Church has prayed in the liturgy of Holy Communion from earliest times, we therefore worship with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, together with our loved ones who rest in Christ. Many years ago, Austin Farrer put it this way. One Sunday it happened that St. John could not be at church with his friends, for he was held prisoner on the island of Patmos. But God consoled John with a vision. He saw the Holy Sacrament not as human beings see it, but as it is seen in heaven. His spirit went up. He saw the throne of glory and the angels who sleep not, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth." And he saw the Lamb that had been slain, a Lamb alone worthy to open for mankind all the blessed promises of God. He saw the Lamb and then the angels, the number of them 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. This is the Holy Sacrament, for all heaven is one with us as we lift up our hearts to the Lord, to praise the everlasting God, that one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who has saved us, and to whom be all glory and honor, world without end. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.